present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and all our deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, is there something about the name Jesus?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One thing about it, God done some about this name. He exalted the name Jesus above every
name.
And at the name, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. To give God glory, give Him praise. Thank God for choir.
Amen for the choir. Hallelujah.
Thank God for the choir. We still on our series, and we don't know how long, but I'm so glad deacons don't tell me what to preach. Trustees, they don't have no, I'm not boasting now, but I'm not boasting. I don't have no committee. God is my committee. And every preacher ought to know that. And we preach what Jesus put on our hearts. What you put on our hearts. And if I get killed for the gospel, that's his business. But we still on a God who need nothing. Maybe the last one, I don't know, but 174 times. A God who needs nothing. Who needs nothing. Turn to Hebrews 2 and 3, if you will. Book of Hebrews, second chapter, and the third verse. It said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first begun to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. By them that heard him. Jesus is a strange God.
Oh, yes.
He can do without all of us. Really, if you want to get down to nitty gritty, we really can't help God.
Take your time with it, Doc.
Can't help God. What can we really do to help?
What can we do, Doc?
Don't play God cheap. Don't play him cheap. He doesn't need nobody. He don't need nothing and nobody. Even the nothing had to do what he said. And if somebody had to do what he said, he can make you do what you don't want to do. He's a strange God. He needs nothing from me and nobody else. He fixed it where he is the only way out.
man got himself trapped by listening at the devil and couldn't find his way out. Find his way out. And right now, somebody listening at me. You don't got trapped in by the devil. And you don't try everything. I dare you to try Jesus. He don't need your help, but I dare you to go to him. He can do anything. But he just can't fail. He can't. Not he might, but he can't fail. He can't fail. I told you that the devil doesn't want us to talk about salvation. About a few months ago, the devil was talking to me. Folks know about salvation. They know about it. But they haven't tested it. See, and that's one thing that preachers, we got to talk about salvation.
Amen.
Got to talk about salvation. And the writer said, how shall we escape? Escape from what? How shall we get out of it? If we neglect so great a salvation. So great. Jesus is man on the way out to escape hell. And no other way. He is the only way. Ain't no trap way. He is the only way. You can't go to no other way to get out of hell except you go through Jesus.
The only way.
The only way.
Only way.
He is the way, the truth, and he is the life. Salvation means delivered out of the hand of the devil. Devil has some pretty good size hands. And can't nobody open but Jesus. See, Adam got himself messed up by listening at the devil. And when you get in the hands of the devil, you there to stay forever. But thank God for salvation. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for Jesus Christ. He the only one to open the hands of the devil. Strange God. He fix things like he wanted. That's a strange God. Know how you're going to fix it. He God nowhere scratching his head and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. He got tomorrow in his hand. He got everything in his hand. God ain't thought nothing that he can't handle. God ain't thought nothing that he can't finish. He already working on it. I'm so glad I'm a part of his working plan. Ain't you glad? I'm glad he put me on his side. I could have been on the devil's side, but he got me and put me on his side because my mom and daddy was praying for me. Put me on his side. I thank God for Jesus. He our only way out. Somebody better listen at me.
Only way out.
He our only way out to miss hell. Preacher don't say nothing about hell no more, but it's still there.
That's right.
Somebody going right now as I talk to hell. Right. Somebody on their way right now. By the thousand.
Yes, sir. Only way.
But why we don't want to know nothing about hell? You don't want to go to hell and get mad at somebody that go to hell. Right now, if you look at somebody and say, go to hell, they'll slap you or kick up on you. What about hell?
What about
yes, sir.
Preach that.
Don't nobody want to go. But you got to live like you don't want to go. There's only one way out, that is through Jesus Christ. He conquered hell. Went to hell, stayed long he wanted, then got up when he feel like it. He went there for you and me.
Yeah.
That's his holy name.
how shall we escape if we neglect the way God done fixed in this hell? Can I put it like that, brother?
Yeah.
How are we going to get by? Jesus is not the only way out from this in hell.
Yeah.
I'm glad I gave my life to Jesus.
Again.
Y'all listen to that. Listen to that. Anybody in here right now haven't given your life to Christ, you know where you're on your way?
Okay.
That's not dogmatic. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know where you are headed? Somebody's got to tell you. The preacher got to tell you.
Right.
I know you're feeling good. You're fine. You got a good job. You're working. You got your education. You got all that. Fine car. But yet still, you're going somewhere. Every human being is traveling. They're traveling. Every human being. You're going somewhere. You're going somewhere to stay forever. But thank God for Jesus. He fixed it. Salvation means deliver out the hands of the devil. Thank God for Jesus Christ. That means y'all go crazy for Jesus. Anybody went to hell for you, you ought to go and just hug him, just thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. He went to hell to keep you from going.
Right.
Ain't that something to think about? But look how we treat it.
Yeah.
Somebody looking at me right now didn't have time to get on your knees before you left home to say, Lord, I thank you. You watched over me last night, and so many thousand laid down last night somewhere and weren't able to get up this morning. We owe him everything. Oh, have mercy. For what he has done for us, money can't buy. Money can't be your way out of hell. Money can't be your way. Money is good in its use, but it can't be your way out of hell.
Oh, you preach it down.
I know.
Thank you, Lord.
The only thing about Reverend Walker, he's going to bring up hell. Yes, it's still there. If it were covered up, I wouldn't bring it up, but it's still there. And as I talk, somebody's going right now.
Yes, sir. Sound the
law,
Doc. Sound the
law. And watch what this Bible says. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? If we neglect the cross, if we neglect Jesus Christ, we have destroyed our own self. It's announced by Jesus when he said, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, I gave you a way out.
Hallelujah.
You can take the way that you want to go or take the way that I put for you.
Yes, sir.
Not for one way to miss the devil, and that's through Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. You're talking about a loving God. We got a loving God here. He already approved enough to us. While we were yet sinners, God already done something for us. And we ought to be thankful for what the Lord have done for us. And my brother and sister, all the writers is saying that salvation is hand reach. And mouth reach. Can I say hand and mouth reach? Romans 10:9. Read it for me, Paul. Let them hear what it says. Hand reach and mouth reach. Lord Almighty.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Ain't that simple? Ain't that simple,
brother?
If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised God Jesus from the dead, thou shalt what? Be saved. You've got to be saved from something, sister man. Saved from what? We all look at that a little bit. Don't run over so fast. Saved from what? What so dangerous He done that to save us.
What did he save? What did he save?
The old folks say, I'm saved. Saved from what? Saved from what? Saved from getting run over? No. Say, watch this now. Look, don't get mad at folk when he say, you know, if you ain't saved, you're on your way to hell. Don't get mad at folk. That's where you are. You're on your way to hell. See, but saved from going where? Don't scare to say, scared. Say it. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. But we never want nobody to tell us to go to hell. But if you're not saved, that's where you're on your way. It's just that simple. That's not dogmatic. It's just that simple. That's the truth. If you haven't given your life to Christ, if you die right now, that's where you'll go. Sometimes we hold back. We're supposed to beg us. We beg you. I'm begging you. For your good. See, we who are saved, we're not bragging, but by God's grace, he opened our blind eyes. And we accept his word by believing in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus raised from the dead. He died for me. And when I die, I don't have to go to hell. Cross. Jesus died on that cross because he loved you so. And make the kingdom of God is at hand. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, I have found out that the whole plan of God for man life is in the Garden of Eden. The whole plan is in the Garden of Eden. God already had his plan already what? Before Jesus came on the scene. Paul, look at Genesis for me. 2:15-17. Take your time.
Jesus died on that cross.
Because he loved you.
Listen.
The Lord make the God kingdom of God is at hand. That's his holy name.
And my brother,
I have found out that the whole plan of God for man life is in the Garden of Eden.
The
whole plan
of every tree of the Garden
is in the Garden of Eden. God already had his plan already.
But of the tree of the God, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely.
Let's stay right there, baby.
Die.
All right, ready? Okay. Watch this now. They had instruction. One thing about God, he don't leave you no food. He told them plain as day, what will happen if you eat off this tree? They weren't asleep, they were grown. The only two persons God made already what? Grown. They wasn't 6 years old. They wasn't 3 years old. They were full grown. But always remember this, that if you don't study the word of God or obey the word of God, the devil gonna try to make you disobey. And anytime we disobey what God done said and do what the devil done said, we on our way to hell.
That's right. Oh, you're preaching, God. Yes, you are.
It's just that simple. God said, do. The devil said, don't do. Now, what you don't do, do. It's up to us. Always up to us. God don't make nobody go to hell. You go because what? You want to go. Ignorant because you don't know what's going on. We can't blame God. He got it plain as death. Don't eat off this tree, Walker.
That's right.
Yes, sir. not that you might die.
Yes, don't.
Maybe you will die.
Uh-uh.
Shall surely die.
Yeah, no doubt. Stay on the wall.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the wall.
Yeah. Die means gone. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Lee, you don't mind me saying it, do you?
Yeah.
Die means getting out of here.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
You don't hang around dead folks, and you don't want dead folks to hang around. I love my mom, I love my daddy, but you don't want dead to hang around you.
Yeah.
They dead.
Yeah.
And he said, you shall what? Surely die. By being disobedient to God.
All right.
We're going to
call
him. That's it. How you know, girl? That's it. Now, watch this now. Watch this. And my brothers and sisters,
yes,
I find out that the whole plan of God for man life is in the God of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the God that started in the car. By being hard-headed, disobedient.
That's right.
If the Bible said that snake will bite you, don't test God.
Preach me.
It's nowhere in the Bible where I found yet where it said, If God said it, it is. If God said it's going to be, it will be.
You can
put your foot on it and talk that, but because God cannot lie. That blew out of my mind. Look at this thing. God cannot
lie.
Everybody said, God cannot lie. Can't nobody say that but God. Watch this. What he got to lie for?
Come on.
Watch this. Watch this. You got to get these young folks. What he have to lie for when he got all the world in his hands?
Right.
Who he going to lie to?
Yeah.
If he lie, who going to mess with him?
Yeah.
He got the whole world in his hand. Now, what he got to lie for?
Yes, sir, brother.
Even the mosquito got to obey him. The little ass got to obey him. The gnat got to obey him. Everything obey God but us. Everybody said but us. The devil got to him. Bless his holy name. By being disobedient to God. Paul, have you read Genesis 2 for me?
I read 2.
Read 2.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Paul, look at Genesis 3.
Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Listen.
Which the Lord God had made.
Yeah.
And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Hold right there, Paul. Hold right there. We can't do everything our wife tells us now. I'm gonna get in trouble now, you know, baby.
Take your time. Take your time. Your feet. Your feet. Take your time.
I never get my wife, you know, she knows she cook. She's a good cook, you know. And I'm going to be fixed, you know. I said, what is that? You know, she had the table fixed all over. I said, what is this? She said, just eat it. And I just ate it. Just eat it. God And you've got to watch the devil. God Almighty.
Drawing out, not drawing out.
Adam, Lord have mercy, is the man of the house. I better change that thing around. I know these sisters. I know these sisters, but yeah. We all mess up sometimes. But one thing, he went to the woman. Why? He didn't go to the man.
Why?
Come on. It was some reason somewhere.
Why, God, did he go to the woman?
Why he went to Eve and didn't go to Adam? Really not. The Bible does not answer that.
Amen.
But the Bible did say the woman was the weaker vessel.
Uh-huh. Say with the word.
It did say that, did
it?
Amen. So the devil always will go out for the weaker vessel.
Always.
Yes,
right. Oh, you're preaching, God.
Because they love pretty things.
Pretty things, weaker vessel.
A man won't look at them and say, it's pretty. But woman said, it's pretty. We don't know about no being pretty.
Don't do it again. It's a difference. Come on.
The devil always used that I'm with a pink.
All right.
Hey, what is that, Clark? I'm with a pink.
You can be pretty on the outside, but rotten on the inside.
Yeah.
Mama, you tell us you ever go. Boy, stop eating all that candy.
All right.
It's rotting your teeth.
That's right.
They told us that. They told us that. Oh, you know that candy. It rots your teeth. But it's good.
Good.
Keep on eating it. Keep on doing what God said don't do.
Yeah.
Don't do.
God let us know that somebody else out here talking to you besides me.
All right.
I made you, Adam, but somebody else out here. But better not, don't you worry about who here. You just do what I said do.
Yeah.
Our job is do what God said do. I don't care who come up and said do something different, but if God said do it, stay right there.
Yes, sir.
Lock it up, Doc.
If God said do it, and you come told me, tell me not to do it, you the one is the devil. Tell me it's all right. God doesn't care. You lie because God said don't do it. Our job is to obey the word of God.
Yes.
I don't care if I come tell you something and you know it's a lie. You better not do it. Because the Bible said this here.
Yes.
And I said that there.
Yes.
I'm lying. You got to believe the word of God.
All right.
We can take this Bible lightly. All we want to take it lightly. But you better try to obey it.
Obey it.
This is, watch this now. This Bible is the only map to heaven.
Amen.
Can I call a map?
Yes.
You can't pick up no other book. To tell you how to get to heaven, but the Holy Bible.
Amen.
That's right. For Reverend Walker, how you know you never been there? That's a good question. But the thing about it is this right here. I never been there, but I believe the Bible. The Bible told me if I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
No matter.
My Bible tells me that I'm saved.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm saved.
Yeah.
In my spirit, I am saved.
Yeah.
You ain't got to feel like you're saved. It's not a feel like. It's a believe like.
Yeah.
In my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, I believe the Bible. If I trust God, I'm going to heaven when I die.
Well,
boasting. God knows I'm not boasting. I'm not going to hell.
All right. All right.
I'm not on my way to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. Because I believe what God told me in this Bible. And it is the word of God. If anybody come to you, I don't care who it is, if they tell you the Bible's a lie, they are the lie. God said, don't bar that tree. Don't bar that tree. Got Eve by herself.
Come on.
Separate the flock.
Yeah. When the husband's not there. Watch when folk talk to you when the husband's not there. Especially if he hadn't been born again.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Doc. You got to go over there.
Devil. Somebody looking at me right now. Don't even believe there is a devil.
Wow.
Watch this now. Me tell you the reason you don't believe it. Because he got you feeling like
that. Well,
he got you like that.
That's right.
He called himself, making you think you got a way out. Ain't but one way to go back to him. Is it go through Jesus Christ?
Amen.
And that's what God sent him here for.
Word.
To get us back where we come from.
Yeah.
You didn't come from this earth, you came from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Come on, soul.
Told y'all last Sunday. Watch this now. This just a house you live in. It's a dirt house.
Right.
Made out of dust.
Yeah, that's in the word.
That's all nothing but dust.
Word.
Until God said, just blew out of mind. God blew into our nostrils the breath of life. Life means keep on living. You can never stop existing. Life. That means Jesus come here because you've got to keep living somewhere. Folks don't understand that. Salvation is so important. Watch this now. Watch this. We don't talk about it much. But if a person died without Jesus, where do you think that soul goes?
Amen.
Thank God there. Well, thank God there. See, you may be feeling fine, got everything you want here, but if you die without Jesus, hell are you going?
Well, the soul goes out. Come on.
And not only that, and God don't get hell and throw it over in the lake of fire.
Well,
forever. Everybody say forever.
Forever.
Forever. Ain't no end to ever. So preachers got to tell you that God had the truth.
Amen.
Salvation is nothing to play with. Church is nothing to play with. Your soul is nothing to play with. Salvation is the only way out is through Jesus Christ.
Glory. Hallelujah.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It's great.
Oh, yes, it is.
You too, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
And the woman said unto the serpent,
listen,
we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden.
Yeah, we may eat. Yeah.
What?
The devil talking to her now.
Sleepless. Come on, Doug.
It wasn't Gabriel talking to her.
No.
It wasn't Michael.
No.
This was the devil himself talking to this woman.
Yes,
evidently, her husband was not there.
Yes, right.
A snake.
All right.
Yes. That means folk call folk snakes because the devil used the snake.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to be smart and wise.
Yes.
A snake. I can't stand to look at them cow. Can you? I mean, I don't like to look at them. I don't like. I'd kill him in a minute, but I don't like to look at them. Something strange about this guy. A snake. He can crawl and
snake.
Slick. The snake. God Almighty. Got into the devil. Got into the snake.
Yeah.
And the snake told her that. And she listened at a book and the snake. The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the God. Read on, Paul.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden.
Yeah.
God said, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
That's what plain as day. That was plain as day. Watch this. Watch this. If an angel come in here right now, just let me good now. We don't know an angel really when we see him, but an angel, you know, like shaped like he was, I don't know how, but come in here right now and tell us something different from what that said. It's a devil. Watch this. Some of you, I didn't raise your land to. You debate giving your life to Christ.
Well.
And if you don't watch yourself, somebody you got trust in will tell you, I don't go no church, girl. You ain't got nothing. Man, I'm moving. That's a devil talking to you.
Come on, God. Get it out. Get it on the wall. Get everything out.
The devil not ugly.
That's right.
The devil not a trap. If you see a trap, why see a trap? Somebody all ragged and nasty and stinking, every hair being cut and all that. He said, you're gonna be careful with him.
Yeah.
Ain't that back, y'all?
Yeah.
Why, but smooth.
Yeah.
Sharp like so many preachers up here. Yeah. See, somebody with a ragged clothes on, sister May, come talk to you, look like you need a job and everything else, shoes all ragged, patch all up and smell it a little bit. You ain't gonna pay him no attention just about. The devil ain't no fool. He dress up himself.
Yes, sir.
Make you think he's somebody. Put on some perfume, whatever he got in. And when he gets through jiving you, you'll fall all the way home if you don't watch yourself. You got to always remember the devil is the deceiver. I said the deceiver. He know how to deceive folks. He know how to fool folks. Oh, well, why we got that April Fool? We tell many lies already. We tell too many lies. The devil brought April Fool in the world. That's the devil stuff. What God wants to lie for? We tell enough of lies when we're real.
Yeah.
April Fool. What we messed up. Might as well have messed up. That devil's a slick. April Fool. Telling you a lie. You don't want to believe in us. That's not of God. That's of the devil.
You got to see it.
April Fool is of the devil. That's lie.
Yeah.
Fooling folks. He is an expert on what? Fooling folks.
Yeah. Well,
he'll deceive you. Stand up, man. Stand up, preacher. No, you stand. Oh, yeah. Sharp. See, I can tell you, you're sharp, Negro. And Lord. Look at you, man. You, boy. Man, you ought to run for mayor.
Oh, boy.
Any way to get him off track.
That's right.
I can't come with him. No. I'm going to jive him.
Yeah.
Everybody talk to you is not of God.
Amen.
He said, if this Bible said no, it means no. He gave you a guide to go by. You got to read your book. This is God's written word. God didn't leave us. He didn't leave his church. He didn't read the Bible. Believe what the Bible says. It's a real devil in this world. And you got to believe it's a devil in this world. Everybody hearts you don't love you.
Well,
and we want to feel Watch this now. Watch this now. We think, don't be deceived. Please don't. We want to thank everybody come to the house of prayer of saints.
Amen.
This is where the devil loves to hang out at. Y'all didn't know that? He's trying to stop the real saints. If anybody's talking to you right now and tell you, not right at this moment, but and tell you, girl, I go to church sometime. That's a devil, just about it. You tell them I said it.
All right.
That's a devil. Get tired of going to church all the time. Yeah, all these things. Just before God, I get tired of shaking you up every morning. Everybody leave home going to their job. Don't get there. But you go there.
That's right.
See, the devil is a slick.
Yes, he is.
Any way that he can stop you from worshiping God or giving your life to Jesus, he's a low down devil.
Preach, man.
I don't care how they look. I don't care how they say hallelujah. The devil come that kind of way. He's a deceiver.
Yes,
he know how to deceive folks.
He's
the master of deceiving.
Oh, yes, he is.
And we took to bring April Fool in the world. April Fool. Touch. God ain't said nothing about no touch. That's how folks get caught.
Come on, add to it. Come on.
Paul, you got another verse there?
Yes, sir.
Read it, Paul.
And the serpent said unto the woman,
what?
Ye shall not surely die.
Hold it there, Paul. Just hold a minute. I got a little time. Hold it there. You shall not what?
Surely.
Watch this now. That's a trap right there. That's a trap. Walker, that's a trap. Surely. Well, explain it surely. Ram into surely. And see where you're going in surely. What you mean by surely?
Surely.
Die. But the Bible said you will die. But the devil said you won't. But lawyer, all I can see is this back here. That you human and plus spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a house made out of dirt.
All right.
But real you on the inside of the house.
Yeah.
And so many folk right now in this late time of Jesus coming back, right now they think when folk dead right there, all they see nothing but a body. That's it. They don't realize the soul done left out of the body. It's a soul. That's what man got to understand. He is a living what?
Soul.
That means he keep on what?
Yeah.
He can never stop what?
Yeah.
He can never stop what? Existing.
Yeah.
He can't really stop living because it is the breath of God. When God said,
that
was a living what?
Soul.
The living soul is in a meat house, a dirt house. And folks think everybody lay cross there, go on ahead. I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it. Everybody lay cross there, not in heaven. No, they're not in heaven. There's some folks lay cross there in hell right now. And in the church where you go, some folk lay across there. They're not in heaven. It's a strange thing, my brothers and sisters. We just think everybody go to heaven when they die. They tell me, be good. That's not in the Bible nowhere.
Nowhere.
If thou be good, thou shalt go to heaven. It's nowhere in this Bible.
Say the word.
You can feed the hungry.
All right.
Give it the sick.
Come on.
Put clothes on folks' back.
Come on.
But without salvation, you can't go to heaven.
All right.
In the last day, we ain't saying nothing about salvation.
Yeah. Yes.
God got me on salvation. I told y'all a few Sundays
We ain't saying much about salvation.
Right.
We're not in these last days.
Wow.
We think folks that can be good to go to heaven.
Wow.
You've got to be changed.
Yes.
And God had it fixed so simple. I mean so simple.
Yes, sir.
Where a man just can confess with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shall be saved.
Amen.
Why is it so hard to believe?
Why?
You believe everything else.
Why?
But when it comes down to your soul, it's the most important thing that you ever heard in your life.
Right. Yeah.
That if I give my life to Jesus,
yeah,
I'm going to heaven to stay with him forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Notice in the last days, folks saying nothing about hell no more.
You're right. Very
few preachers bring up hell now. They said, folks believe. That's their business. I told them the truth.
Amen.
Is in the Bible.
Yeah.
And that's what the preacher's supposed to do, tell folks the truth. Whether they leave or stay, God take care of you. You do what God said to
you. Stand on it, stand on it.
Some churches don't even know hell's a hell. But if they die without Jesus, God, if they die without Jesus, ain't but one place to go, and that's hell. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And always remember this. When folks tell you the truth, sometimes we walk off. But you hurt nobody but yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. 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 Right.
Nobody but yourself. What the preacher got to lose?
All right now.
Tell the truth. God take care of the preacher.
Yeah.
Especially when he tells the truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We can't butt up the thing. Tell them what Jesus said. If Jesus can say it and put it in the book, we got to preach it.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Folks take this thing lightly. I'm going to heaven when I die. That's not boasting, that's not bragging.
That's right.
I gave my life to Jesus. I'm not going to hell when I die. I'm on my way to heaven. Because I gave my life to Jesus as my Savior. Sometimes that old devil come with you in death like this. He get another chance. This the only chance you got.
Yeah.
The only chance. And no second chance. Nowhere. Nowhere. This the only chance a man have on this side. Ain't no second chance when you get up yonder. Or when you get down yonder. Whatever it may be. Ain't but two places to go. Don't let preacher play with your soul. Well, some sound good all the time. Tell folks the truth. For their blood won't be on you. Preachers. Because the truth is in the Bible.
Amen.
And you'll know you say, I gave my life to Jesus as my Savior. And when I die, I'm going to stay with him. That's what Jesus come in this world for.
Yes, sir.
How shall we expect?
Yeah.
Think about that now. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That plain as day, that boy. So great a salvation is so great we can't explain it.
Hallelujah.
It's great because who done it? I gave you a way out. You ain't got to bring me nothing but your soul to me. And I'll keep you from going to hell. You can't buy that nowhere.
So great.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus told me a few months ago, folks ain't saying nothing about no salvation.
Right.
So great. Salvation
mean I'm saved.
Yes. Resonated.
It means delivered. I've been delivered out of the hands of the devil.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I'm not the devil. I'm not both. Don't preach it. The devil doesn't have me. That's not both. I'm boasting in the Lord. I'm in the hands of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Who able to own God's hand to get me out of it?
Catalog number 18.
Right about it, God.
Salvation message has got to be preached now in these last days.
This is catalog number 1826. Catalog number 1826.
My breakthrough. Yeah, that, you got the right word. Who else said that? That's all we want, a breakthrough. I'm already breaking through. That's not bragging. I'm just telling you, that's the first thing that'll come on your mind. I'm in my breakthrough. When the devil can deceive you, he gonna do it, I promise you. He come to you just tonight, but he's a red-haired devil. He hates you. He can't stand you. He can't stand me. If it wasn't for Jesus, he'll kill me right now. He'll kill you right now if it wasn't for Jesus. Jesus is the only somebody taking care of you. The devil wants you to die right now. But he just can't do it because God got his hand around you. He hates you. He hates you. He can't stand you. Preach, got to preach salvation to folks in the church now.
You're right.
Jesus had it so simple.
Yeah.
Where it said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth,
yes,
and believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell.
Hallelujah.
Saved from hell.
Lava hot.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Hallelujah.
How shall we escape?
All right.
He gave us the answer. If we neglect so great a salvation. Anybody lost in the name, don't be ashamed. Listen at this. If you don't want to be a part of this membership, we'll send you where you want to go. God knows, I know the other preacher feel like I feel. I just want you saved.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, just wonder.
Don't y'all want some more things?
Yes, sir.
Care about where you go. Let's go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. Go where they're preaching Jesus.
Right.
If they're not preaching Jesus, talk about everything else in the world. Huh? Preach Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Right. A real preacher going to preach who?
Jesus. Woo! Conviction.
Come on, Doc. Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's going to preach Jesus.
Yes.
If your pastor, wherever he is, if he ain't preaching Jesus, it's a dangerous place to be.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Danger. Sound alarm.
Jesus is our salvation. God have only one. That's Jesus Christ. He have it not complicated, but just a man just believing in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
You're right.
Look what Jesus said. Thou shalt. Not may, not might. Thou shalt be saved. See, you got to be saved from something.
Yes,
I know that's right.
Saved from hell. That's what you're telling us.
Hell. Go to hell.
Saved from hell.
Yeah.
I don't believe there is a hell. The devil just told you that.
Lava hot.
The devil know there's a hell.
There is a hell.
The devil gonna miss hell. God gonna throw him in the lake of fire.
Well,
he gonna get all the hell and throw it over in the lake of fire. Watch this now. It's there forever.
Yes.
And ever. Watch this now. Ever. And ever.
Yes.
And ever.
Yes.
And when we can be with Jesus forever.
Yes.
And ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes, sir.
Ever. No more pain wherever we go. No more pain.
Forever.
No more sorrow.
Forever.
No more crying.
Forever.
No more sleeping.
Forever.
Nothing but with Jesus forever.
Forever.
Watch this. A joy unspeakable.
Forever.
It's so much of joy you can't speak about it. All I know, I just feel good. All I know, I just feel good. I ain't got to worry about nobody hitting me back of the head. Just forever and ever. Praise in his holy name. Bowing down. Forever. Forever. And ever. God fixed it like that.
Yes, sir.
Look, I'm going to go. You ain't got to tell your headache tablet with you. Leave your medicine pack here. Come, no more sickness.
No more whatever.
But if you end up in hell, there's no rest for no day, no night. But day and night, morning and groaning. Morning and groaning. Morning, wrong. And when God had fixed it, that you can give your life to Jesus in this hell, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. You got to be saved from the devil, saved from hell. Let us all stand. That's one thing you can't make nobody get saved. You can't do but just ask them that. Would he give his life to Jesus? We call this the doors of the church is open. If you want to be a part of this membership, already saved, we'll take you in. If you want to give your life to Christ, we'll take you in. Give your life to him. If I were lost, I'd give my life to Christ. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ? Do you want to come on Christian Experience by letter? You may come. But just don't walk out here lost. Hallelujah. 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 Will there be one? Will there be one? Hallelujah.